In this episode of Bear Podcast,
Ray watched Spider-Man,
Virgin boycotts Celtons hotels,
Amazon gets rid of iOS in-app purchases for Comixology,
and sexual exhibitionism at the Eiffel Tower.
All these coming up next.
Bear Podcast number 517.
You
bears. He steps into bumping the big hairy man.
So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay.
Well, I'm not taking you to get something to scrub there and fix it for you.
Can I do a podcast in my underwear?
Gay, the geek and the bizarre.
It's one of those things that is funny, cute, white, has
two glasses of wine.
He's a lightweight, so it don't take much.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
Okay, fine. You really have to.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Episode 517, and it's a Tuesday, May 6th, the day after Cinco de Mayo.
Or as we like to call it, Revenge of the 5th.
Revenge of the 5th, because yeah. The day before was?
May the 4th be with you.
Okay.
So.
So anyway, did you do any Cinco de Mayo, anything last
yesterday? Robbie had some people over last night, but... My company had a software release over the weekend, which is why y'all people see. I don't write in because I already to tell you I'm low energy tonight and I'm exhausted because it's been such a rough couple days. But he had some people over last night and he cooked vaginas and we sat out by the pool a little bit. And I think they were swimming and doing stuff because Mondays is his day off. So, but they had a good time.
Yeah. Just to make it clear, it's vaginas.
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 Fajitas.
Vaginas.
Vaginas. Wait, you cooked the fajitas.
So, but I did notice all the funny posts on Facebook that Cinco de Mayo is only celebrated in the U.S.
Yeah.
And it's only a holiday to get drunk and run around, and for Mexicans to get drunk and run around and shoot their guns.
Oh, really? Here?
Yeah, here.
Okay.
That in Mexico, they don't celebrate it.
They just recognize it, but they don't celebrate.
They don't have a big, it's not a big party day like it is here.
Oh.
But, you know, Americans are using any excuse to drink, so.
Drink and do such crazy
party,
shit.
Yeah, so, you know.
Okay. And I also, with Cinco de Mayo, I see a lot on Facebook about these. A jar of mayo in a sink, because it's Cinco de Mayo. So, I don't know. I think it's lame. But I've seen some with five, pictures with five mayos. That's five, Cinco. Cinco de Mayo, actually. Yeah. I don't know. Just silly things you see on the internets. Yeah, anyway, okay.
It's on Facebook.
Yeah, it's all on Facebook.
So what did you do this weekend?
I just came from Austin for the Texas Shootout Tournament. And
did you get shot out?
Well, not really, but we lost. We lost all our games. It was really bad.
You got shot down.
We were ranked 28.
Out of 28?
Out of 30. At least out of 30, out of 28. Well, there's an explanation for that. Because
There's always an explanation for that.
We were in the higher division. We're supposed to be in the lower division where it's more recreational. We would have had a better chance in that team. But we were in the higher division where people are very competitive.
So was this an all-gay?
Yes, it's okay. An all-gay. Yeah, and some are straight. But yeah, but it's an all-gay thing.
No. Straight softball players on a gay league? I don't believe it.
Believe me, there are. So yeah, we played our hearts out. Okay, something happened though, because I should congratulate the committee of the Texas Shootout. What is it again? Texas Shootout Tournament in Austin. Did a great job. But then there was just problems with preparing the brackets. It ended up, you know, okay, fine. Somebody may have made a mistake, and it ended up all of us waiting for from 5 to 6 hours of waiting to see when we're going to play. So that's pretty much the screw up. But everything else was fine, you know, the gaming and everything. And many were angry, of course, because we've been here 8 hours. We've been waiting for our game. We couldn't play, and then everybody ended up just playing in the late at night, and then the next day late at night also. So,
who's playing in the morning?
I mean, people would wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning because everything got moved up. The all the all the tournament time. So it was really bad. But yeah, but like I said, they're trying their best. Hopefully next year they'll be fine. So I would like to give a shout out to my team, the Wave. It's really a family. Yay, Wave. So yeah, I hung out with Steven.
You're not taking your phone with you so you can tap? What? You're not taking your phone with you so you can tap? Oh, you got to pee. Okay. Julio's here. Yeah. Guest audience.
We had a guest audience. Julio.
You see he's got his little iPhone out. Tap, 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 tap on those tap games.
You know what? So. I should let him download the, what is it?
You should put him Flappy Bird on the big screen here and let him go at it.
Oh, that's right.
See how well he taps. So
he would enjoy that. But anyway, so that weekend, we enjoyed it because Saturday, we played four games the whole of Saturday, and we were done.
Yay!
So Sunday, we were just, you know,
Goofing off.
Just had breakfast at Chuy's. The original Chuy's. Have you been to the Chuy's here?
Yes.
Yes, there's the original there is in Austin. So we ate at the original.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
And you also got a hold to a pair of Google glasses.
Oh, that's right. I was there. Hi, Julio. Julio is behind the camera. Episode 300, Julio was our guest talking about using
female condoms
by gay guys. How do gay guys use female condoms? But anyway, so
one of the... You take the ring out and you insert it.
Yeah. Check out episode 300, guys. Yeah. So anyway, I had a picture. One of my teammates had a Google glass, so I had to take a picture with it. Well, no, I didn't take a picture with it. Well, I did try to take a picture with it, but the one I posted on Facebook was not... It's not really from that camera. Mm-hmm. I did a selfie. Uh-huh. But it's really cool.
Well, you know what they've been saying about people that take selfies?
What?
You haven't seen all the reports that have been showing up that... Something psychologically wrong with those people that have to take selfies all the time.
Here's a picture of me. Yeah.
See, rest my case.
With a Google glass. What? What's
that? You said people that take selfies have small penises?
Really? People who take selfies have small penises.
That's what Julio says.
Really? Well, why do you say that? Is this an observation? Maybe all your tricks who take selfies... And then you notice later on, oh, that explains it. Yeah. Right? Thanks, Julio. He's going to play. Are you playing Flappy Bird right now? Oh my God. Is it the Clash of... Was it Clash of Clans? Oh, my God. That is so wrong. Would you like headphones for the ad or something? Anyway, so that was pretty busy. Mm-hmm. Went home. And that's pretty much it. Now, what have you been doing?
Well, Thursday, Robbie surprised me and took me to dinner. Mm-hmm. And I thought he was going, and here it was, because all of a sudden out of the blue, he's like, oh, I'll take you to dinner, and I want you to meet my friend. She works down at the Hard Rock Cafe and blah, blah, blah. And I was like,
Hard Rock Cafe.
Something ain't right here. And I said, well, it's close to my birthday. Maybe he's doing it away a couple weeks away from my birthday to surprise me. So I got down there. It wasn't a surprise birthday party like I thought it was, might have been. But it was a surprise because we were walking out and he said, well, let's go see what, because there's people lying in the paperwork because there's a concert going on at Bayou Center. And he said, well, let's go up here and see what they're playing. I said, okay, whatever. And then he went over there and asked the guy and said, who's playing? And the guy said, Foster to the People. And he said, oh. And he said, well, will these tickets get us in? So we went and saw Foster to the People. So
that is cool.
So thank you, Robbie, for a very special night. I really enjoyed it. So the band that opened them up was Saint I can't remember now. I think they were called Saint
Augustine.
Saint Lucius or something like that. Mm-hmm. But the guy was from South Africa. The girl was from Germany. The drummer was from Houston. And everybody else was from around the country. But they're actually pretty good. I mean, I like their music. So.
Oh, okay.
And then Foster's the People is very good. And the only thing that I knew about Foster's the People, was, to me, was their one-hit wonder was the pump-up kicks thing.
Yeah.
And I always thought they were a one-hit wonder band. But apparently they just released their second album. And actually, the music's really good.
So. Gotta run faster than my bullet.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So, but their album's... Very good. So I enjoyed that. This weekend, since I only had Saturday, I only had part of Saturday off. I had to work some Saturday night. But I got out in the yard, did a bunch of yard work, and put flowers in and clean out beds and did stuff like that.
So, I wish I could do that. put flowers in the garden.
But I was very initially, I asked Robbie, I said, can I have the Lowe's credit card so I can go buy some stuff? He said, no, we got to pay it off. And I was like, okay. Oh. So I was like, damn it, how am I going to buy some flowers to put out here? Because I'm tired of just these bushes sitting down here. So I went and hit the change jar and I got up all the change in the house. I had $78.
Oh, wow.
In change laying around the house. So I went and cashed it in and took it to Lowe's. And
you took it to Lowe's, all the coins, or you went to the bank?
No, I went to the coin thing and changed it out.
Oh, okay.
And then went to Lowe's, bought flowers.
You got to, you're taking pictures of your flowers. You're, you know, you do a selfie with your flowers. Don't you do that?
No. I don't do selfies.
You don't do selfies? Yeah. Ray doesn't do selfies. I don't do selfies. Julio, do you do selfies? No, you don't?
What's that?
Oh, because you have a big dick. That's why you don't take selfies. Gotcha. Yeah, I get it.
Those Puerto Ricans, you can't do anything with them.
Right. Okay. So,
and then Friday night, Robbie had to work, so me and Julio went and saw Spider-Man.
Oh, I saw Spider-Man also last week. So what do you think? Okay, let's do a review. What do you think?
I liked it. Julio liked the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Really?
I like the
This guy,
Andrew Garfield. Because, well, I don't know if it was the writing or the way he was presenting it, but the Spider-Man comic that I always read, Spider-Man was always making jokes and trying to be funny and stuff.
And this is him.
And this was more him to me. Okay. So, I like the storyline. It felt like it. The only thing that bothered me about the storyline, it was like, it's okay, you hit the climax, and then it's ending, and then it keeps going. And it's just
I see what you're
saying. There's like, okay, we just can't end it here. We got to add something on. And
well, they kind of have to make, you know, build up for the next, I guess.
Yeah. Because this was his second role. Second Spider-Man, so.
This is his second hit, I guess, I would say. Because, the one who's playing Andrew Garfield. Because the one they made him famous was the Social Network. He was one of the Mark Zuckerberg's partners or something like that.
I wonder if he's one of the gay ones. I actually never saw that movie. So
you didn't? Okay. But anyway, so over here on Spider-Man,
And he actually did a good job with Emma Stone and their real life boyfriend and girlfriend. So I thought it was pretty interesting.
Oh, they really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Their real life boyfriend and girlfriend. So, and Emma Stone's from New York, so
she knows her.
So
way
she
around.
Was like. It was like being back home and, the whole Spider-Man thing. So it was pretty good. Okay. I liked it. Of course, this weekend is the great movie Godzilla. What?
What? The Neighbors?
Oh. Oh, that's right. That's coming out this weekend, too. I want to see Godzilla first.
I'd like to see Godzilla. I don't know about this weekend, though, because we're going to be busy because we're going to go to a wedding.
Well, there's already a wedding. We're going to a wedding reception.
Fine, a wedding reception.
Kind of like you and my kid.
Yeah, that's awesome. Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, it is. Actually, it is. And it's Garen Andrews.
Congratulations. They got married. They got hitched.
They got married last Saturday or last Sunday?
Last Saturday.
It's the day before.
And I'm glad to say that neither one of them were white because they already have a child. I'm just saying.
What do you mean? If they have a child already,
couldn't wear white.
You can't wear white before having children? But they already have children.
They have children, they can't wear white.
That's what it is. But what if it's after Labor Day or before Labor Day?
That has nothing to do with wedding dresses.
Oh, no, he doesn't know. I don't understand. So you're saying Mike and I, when we got married, we were wearing white.
But y'all had on blue t-shirts.
Oh, that's the reception. But during the wedding, we were wearing white.
Were y'all wearing all white?
Remember? You're our sodomizer, remember? You're in front of us.
I was crying too much. I couldn't remember.
Look at the picture over there. It's white. Yeah, it is white.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all weren't supposed to. All right. But y'all didn't have children beforehand. So.
That's right. Well, we try. We try to have children, but no.
Yeah. So. No, I'm just joking.
Just butt babies. I don't know.
No, I'm just joking. The whole thing about white wedding dresses is supposed to represent the purity of the bride.
Right.
And I know those two. There was no purity there. No purity at all, I tell you. They've already had a baby. Were the moms with them?
Yes.
The moms and Adrian all went
with them? The one who took the pictures.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet.
It's just congratulations again, Gary and Andrew. Yeah. Happy for you guys.
And they've been on the show before for our Father's Day episode.
Yes.
So
kind of episode 200 plus, something like that. When this was an audio podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had them in the show because they were trying to conceive a child. And they did. Well, not the two of them. You know, yeah,
it was immaculate conception.
No, it's not.
Gary is just like virginal birth.
Right. But anyway, so that's Spider-Man, and this coming weekend we're gonna try to watch.
That's the other thing. Andrew and Gary are very gay men because they got the lesbian to do all the work with the kids.
You know, that's really amazing for
they parents. Had an orgasm and they were done, and
yeah.
And the lesbian had to do all the work, typical gay men.
But you know, for parents, I still think for parents is just awesome.
It takes a village. It
takes a village to raise a child.
Yes.
Okay, so let's move on. We did Spider-Man, and you got some entertainment news here.
I got some entertainment news here. So this one is for all the Zac Efron fans, Julio. After a rough year in rehab, Zac Efron calls Neighbors movie icing on the cake. Last year had its ups and downs for Zac Efron, with that up that included Neighbors, his new movie with Dave Franco, which is James Franco's brother, really? And Seth Rogen. The downs, however, included a rehab stint for substance abuse. But it was a rough year, he told Matt Lauer on NBC. It's kind of funny. Neighbors is such a great sort of icing on the cake for all of this. I was able to kind of chattel all of that and put it back into this movie. The movie, which pits a frat house full of college students, against a young married couple with a baby, is a fresh approach to doing comedy, he said. What's brilliant about Seth is sort of this new kind of breed of comedy that he's pioneered, said Efron. Our generation identifies with it in a very real way. Now, I wouldn't have been around Rogan with all his pot smoking if that was a bad influence for Zach, but we'll find out.
So. Yeah.
Fans of Efron's High School Musical wholesomeness might want to prepare for a grown-up version of the actor, added Franco. I'm really excited for Zach, just because I know a lot of people have this preconception of who he is, he said. Once you see this movie, I think his teeny bopper image is going to be completely shattered. Meanwhile, Efron remains in high spirits about his life and new movie. I feel really blessed to be here working with this group of guys, he said, and I couldn't be better right now. Mm-hmm. Neighbors opens theaters on Friday, and Seth Rogen will drop by today on Wednesday. So if y'all watch today, they'll be talking about the movie. My thing to Zach is, if you need a buddy, call me.
Maybe.
Not Julio, me.
It's Julio. Julio wants him really bad.
We'll share.
We'll take care.
Bitch, we will share. You can walk back to 45 and get your car then.
Okay. Yeah. Let's move on to the next one. I'll take this one. Fox drops Gotham trailer and places series order.
Yes. Remember, we just talked about Gotham last week.
That's right. This could be exciting. Okay, so, well, no surprise here. Fox's decision to greenlight its Batman prequel. Really a prequel, though?
Yeah.
Series called Gotham has long been a foregone conclusion, but the fact that the network ordered the show to series and released the first trailer, I've yet to see this, in a primetime week before upfronts. Upfronts, yeah. When these sorts of developments typically unfold. Speaks volumes about Fox's confidence in its new superhero series. They're doing prequels of superheroes. They did it before with Smallville.
Well, see, here's the deal. Fox hasn't had any of these. You know, Fox would put a damn series on, and 3 weeks later, it's gone.
Yeah.
Well, and they usually don't order a full series of episodes to see, because they want to test the waters, and if it ain't going, they pull it. Mm-hmm. But they got to bring the competition up against CW, who has has Arrow, The Flash.
The Flash on?
It starts next season. I don't know if they're going to do it like a. I think I'm hoping that they put Arrow and Flash back to back together next year. So, but it comes out in the fall, I think.
Okay.
Because they're starting to work. I don't know if they started filming yet, but I know it got approved. So.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay. So still on Gotham. Okay. So there's no official word yet on how many episodes the debut season of Gotham will hold. but Entertainment Weekly reports that it will start at least 13. Though Arrow has experienced success at 23 episodes in each of its seasons, 13 is a more manageable figure, and one with which creator Bruno Heller is already acquainted.
And Bruno Heller is the guy that wrote Rome.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. So yeah, I'm excited about it. We'll see what happens. Yeah, it features the Riddler, young versions of the Riddler, the Penguin, Catwoman, and of course Bruce Wayne.
So it's all supposed to be about what creates these people.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to see and the guy, it's basically about Commissioner Gordon and how he comes up through the ranks and then dealing with all these people and how Bruce Wayne comes about and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. So
do you think Christian Bale will have an appearance?
I don't think they can afford Christian Bale to be on there.
Or Nicolas Cage. Isn't he going to be Batman? Who's going to be Batman for...
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck is going to be Batman?
Yeah.
In the next Superman.
In the Superman versus Batman movie. Mm-hmm. Yes. With Wonder Woman.
With Wonder Woman.
He's a what?
Hard counter.
Oh, that's right. Ben Affleck got kicked out of a... Hard Rock Cafe casino.
Why?
Over the weekend, because they caught him counting cards and he was winning too much money. But he can count cards. He
can?
Yes.
He's got a photographic memory.
So he can count cards, and they busted him and kicked him out. And they were like, they said if he was the real Batman, he'd been Bruce Wayne, and he could have bought the casino.
That's Tony. Awesome.
That's what Tony posted on Facebook today.
Oh.
So
that'd be awesome. I want to
anyway.
That.
Ben Affleck got, you can go look at that story up. Ben Affleck got kicked out. So I thought it was kind of funny.
Okay. All right, Ray. So let's do the events.
Bear Events. If you're a group or organization and sponsoring an event, you can email it to us here at events@bearpodcast.com and we will advertise it for you on the show.
Yeah.
We are talking about Bear Watch this week, which the price just went up. But it is coming on May 16th and 18th, Bear Watch 15 in Galveston, Texas. Your run package includes all these admissions to all Bear Watch 15 events, hospitality with open bar for all events at the host hotel, shuttle transportation to and from Roberts, Lafayette, and the beach, all meals Saturday and Sunday, and your official Bear Watch 15 shirt, plus your Bear Watch 15 swag bag. To register for Bear Watch, go to www.bearwatch.net. And register.
Now on with the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
I like this gay because the first thing in it, virgin.
Virgin.
Gay virgin. They don't exist.
They don't exist.
Unless you're 12.
Okay. You're going to read this? Okay.
Okay. Virgin announces company-wide boycott of Sultan's Hotels. Sir Richard Branson says no Virgin employee will stay at a Sultan-owned property now that the leader of Bruno legalized the stoning of gays and women. Women.
This is in Brunei.
Okay. Brunei, yeah.
Brunei.
The chorus of voices against the Dorchester hotels, which includes London's Dorchester and the Beverly Hills Hotel, which people are protesting the hell out of, and there's a whole thing in front of the city council about that I was reading today, is getting louder with Virgin founder and chairman Sir Richard Branson advocating a company-wide boycott.
Mm-hmm.
Branson tweeted that he, his family, and his employees will not patronize the Sultan's 10 hotels, which have served as playgrounds to the rich and famous until the Sultan abides by basic human rights. The Sultan of Brunei recently initiated Shannara law in his country, opening the door to the stoning of individuals for gay sex and women who commit adultery. Women will also be flogged for obtaining abortions. A protest happens on Monday at the Beverly Hills Hotel, one of the LA's area's most famous properties. The Human Rights Campaign is urging all groups holding events at the Sultan's LA property to cancel. The Oscar night before party was just pulled from the hotel.
Oh, good for them.
Good. So they're pulling their business from them. So.
You know, these legislators or these kings, maybe, I was talking to Scrumbear about this. What if they would have these laws about stoning and beheading gay people or something like that? What if somebody would just go into the palace or something and take them out and tie them up and sodomize them? And then, okay, now you committed a crime because you were sodomized. What are you going to do now? What do you think?
I don't know.
I mean, what if these things happen to them? And
you know, I don't know, because here's the deal. If you're a king and you're wealthy, you pretty much can do what the fuck you want to.
Yeah.
And you can make these laws, but it doesn't mean you abide by them.
That's true.
I mean,
He could be. Oh, you're right. Okay.
So, you know, he's dealing to keep the religious pressure off of him. So why not? You know, okay, I don't care. I don't have to abide by it. I'm doing my own thing. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. But anyway, so, well, it's good for, he can do their own thing. And so does Virgin. I keep thinking Virgin Mobile, but it's Virgin Airlines.
Same thing.
But yeah, Virgin companies. So, yeah, they're boycotting all their hotels. That means there will be no gays inside those hotels.
What's up for the ones that work there? Mm-hmm. And then they will get stoned.
Yeah. Is that kind of stoned you're talking about?
No.
No, that not the kind of stoned.
Stoning type.
Okay. All right, let's go on with... I want to rock! You need to rock.
Literally.
All right, so let's go to the geek. This... You know Comixology, right?
Yes, that's where
I
get
one time I lent you my iPad so you could catch up on
Walking Dead.
And I was using the Comixology app. And it's so easy when you're reading a comic book and you keep going, you're done with the comic book. And then you swipe to the right and it says, buy the next one. You tap that.
Yeah.
And now.
He likes to get tapped. I mean, no, he likes to tap.
Yeah.
No, that's Julio.
That's Julio, like tapping. Is that what you always say, Julio? I'm going to tap that. But anyway, so it's so easy. That is gone. Because Amazon bought Comixology.
But are they going to keep the Comixology platform or are they going to move it all over to Amazon?
They're moving. The authentication is now going to be in Amazon. That means they had to change the application that it now works just like Kindle and Audible. You have to buy the book online somewhere or using a browser.
Or in Kindle.
No, in the Kindle app, that's the point. Or on a Kindle.
Yeah.
But the Kindle app, the iOS apps themselves, you cannot buy anything from them anymore. You have to, if you want to buy a comic, you have to go to Amazon to buy it or use the web app to buy it, and then it would sync. Instead of, oh, I see a comic book. It's a Comixology. I'm going to tap it. I'm going to buy now. And then 30% goes to, let's say the comic book is not a dollar.
Yeah.
30% goes to Apple. And then 70% goes to Comixology. But now they took it out because they would rather Amazon have the cut.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an Amazon company now. So what would go to Comixology if Apple allows it 30%, and then Amazon would take another 30%? So the Comixology would not have. So they don't, no double dipping.
Yeah.
So they would rather buy it somewhere else. Buy it.
So everybody that has Comixology, will they be able to buy it through Comixology still? Or they?
Yeah, they can only do it Comixology straight or through Amazon. Since it's going to be your storefront is Amazon, and then the iOS app will just sync. Mm-hmm. You just need to sync.
So if you bought stuff already, you still don't lose that.
You don't lose it. Okay. Yeah, everything you bought is fine. And there's going to be the story here. Amazon gets rid of in-app comic book purchases in Comixology's iOS app. Ever try to buy a Kindle book through Amazon iOS app? Good. Then you understand how Jeff Bezos, is the CEO of Amazon, feels about giving Apple a 30% cut. Just 2 weeks after acquiring the comic book store Comixology, Amazon is putting the kibosh on in-app purchases in its iOS app so that it can avoid paying Apple a commission. See? The 30% goes...
Mm-hmm.
They're going to avoid that now. But you can still buy... But if you have an Android app, you have an Android phone and an Android tablet, you can still buy it.
Okay. So my Kindle works.
Yeah, your Kindle will work. You'll be fine with Kindle. As a result, the iPhone and iPad apps are being retired. You'll instead need to download a new version that forces you to purchase comics through a Comixology's mobile website. So you have to launch a website and go to Comixology and buy it directly there. And then it would sync to your app.
Yeah.
Once you complete the transaction there, you can go back to the app and sync your account. Yeah. So that you download any new purchases. All told, then, it's just like buying a Kindle books on iOS, which is to say it's a less than seamless experience. As a peace offering, you have to give peace offering now. Amazon is offering $5 credits to anyone.
Oh, so I can go buy 2 more issues of Walking Dead.
Yeah, who's ever bought anything at Comixology. So you better hurry, but it's only 30 days. You have to do it 30 days. You have $5 free from Amazon. Because if you're a Comixology, you can
buy. I wonder if it's going to open the platform up for more comics.
Uh, It should be. I mean, it should be no problem.
Because I don't think it carried all brands of comics, did it?
It carries Image. It carries Marvel and DC.
But I don't, because, you know, I looked at one, because I was very interested one time because there's a bunch of gay comics out there. But, you know, they're usually independent publishers.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if it was because Comixology didn't want to carry that. Or if now Amazon would go out and say, well, hey, we want more content and we'll pull in these other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be interesting to see.
Okay. So, yeah, go to, check out Comixology. You might get the, you know, $5.
That's right.
Discount.
That's a couple comics.
Yeah.
Well, depending on which ones you're buying.
Yeah, it depends.
So, okay, on to the bazaar. Today's bazaar is a cockfight, which I like to call it. Manny said he doesn't see it that way. But an artist who tied a rooster to his penis for a performance by the Eiffel Tower is found guilty of sexual exhibitionism. So it was two cocks together. And they're fighting for attention. It was a cockfight.
Okay, I see.
Okay, when performance artist Stephen...
go ahead.
I was going to say Stephen. What's his name?
Stephen Colbert?
No, Stephen from Under Bears Podcast.
Oh, Stephen. Okay.
Just for a joke. Just kidding, Dave and Steve. When performance artist Stephen Cohen tied a live rooster to his penis and danced around in front of a group of nuns by the Eiffel Tower, he thought he was making a powerful political statement.
What kind of
French police did not agree, however, and promptly dragged him away. He accused him of having no understanding of what art is, and today he can feel vindicated despite being convicted of sexual exhibition after he walked away from the Paris Court a free man. Last September, Cohen appeared without warning in the Trocadero Plaza, dressed up in a corset, high heels, long red gloves, and a leather, elaborate feathered headdress with a rooster attached to his penis by a ribbon.
Ah, I thought he was fucking but who knows?
It's tied to his cock.
Tied to his cock.
Against the backdrop of the Eiffel Tower and under perplexed gaze of tourists, including a group of nuns, he danced for only a few moments before police pounced, dragging him across the plaza, rooster still attached. It's a cockfight, I'm telling you. Cohen's lawyer told Reuters she was relieved after the court chose not to impose any sentence yesterday. This is a rather measured decision. Said the lawyer. In my opinion, this case should have never gone to court. In March interview with Paris Daily Le Figaro, Cohen said authorities had no understanding of what art is, what performance is. If I'm found guilty, I will see it as a failure of French justice, said the 51-year-old who has lived in France for about 10 years. Prosecutors asked for a $1,400 fine. Cohen is known for inventions in the public realm, according to his biography, wearing an illuminated chandelier tutu. He once walked through a squatter's camp in Johannesburg while it was being demolished.
Wow.
The Paris performance was a reaction to an increasingly homophobic, xenophobic, and anti-Semitic world, Cohen told the newspaper. And showing the most intimate part of me, his cock, the one with feathers. I'm saying I'm male, I'm Jewish, I'm queer, I'm white, he said. He said the rooster name, Frank was not harmed during the performance. The animal was chosen because it's the emblem of France, he said.
Ah,
the cock. Okay. So he says now he plans to leave the country. I'm sure they were glad to see him go.
I'm sure he's going to do that. Well, interesting that I'm sure there's a lot of pictures and videos because, you know, this day and age, it's going
to
be lots of.
I'm sure we need to go search for that and see if we can find it. So.
Yeah, we should find it. Anyway, so I guess that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much our show.
Thank you, Julio, for, standing over there. Huh?
I have a question. Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. What's your question?
Your viewers will want to know.
Wait, what?
How long have you known me?
I've known you, I don't know, 8-9 years? 10? Wait. Probably 14.
14 years.
Yeah.
So how come you don't have a damn picture of me? All those bears and all those...
Oh, here.
Take a picture of me.
Well, mm-hmm. I can take a picture of you now.
Because the only picture he keeps around is the picture of you with Casey's cock flapping around.
Oh, that's right. I have that.
There you go.
Okay, I'll put that in.
Just search for it on Tumblr. It's there.
Okay, so, before we go, shout-outs.
Shout-outs.
Thank you. Shout-outs to shout-out to Jay from Chicago. And he's, hey, Devin, if you're listening to this on the... On the subway.
Yeah. tell your husband when you get home.
Yeah, tell your husband when you get home. Okay?
And tell him happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And also to The Wave, my team, hanging out with Dale, James, Steven and who else? Jonathan and the whole Abel and Alfredo and Randall. All the Wave team. It's really great to hang out with you guys last weekend. And who else? Oh yeah, congratulations to Gary and Andrew.
Congratulations, Gary and Andrew. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, John Rawl.
Oh, that's right. Happy birthday, John Rawl.
This week. And I forgot to get the rest of the birthdays this week. I'm sorry. I was busy.
Oh, it's birthday. Oh my God. That's right. It's Ray's birthday next week. Next week, Monday. Is it Monday? Monday.
I'll be 29 again.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's Ray's birthday next week. So any email or voicemails are going to be great. And give Ray some sweet loving.
I get that at home from my man.
Oh.
He's registered as senior living.
That's
senior living.
Senior
living.
Okay, so that's it, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us or want to send a greeting or a birthday greeting to Ray, email us at show@bearpodcast.com.
Or if you want to call and leave us a voice message, you can do that at 206-222-2327. Leave us a voice message. We usually play them on the show.
Mm-hmm.
There has been a couple we couldn't play on the show. But anyway, if you want to leave us a voice message for anything, just what we talked about, something interesting going on in your neck of the world, give us a call. 206-222-BEAR.
Yes. Yeah. Leave him a voice message for his birthday. Okay. So subscribe by iTunes and Vimeo and YouTube. And you can... listen to the show on the Roku player, on Bear Radio Network, and also on Stitcher Radio. And go, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening, and we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
So, did y'all win?
No. Would you like a water or something? No?
Cocktail.
Okay. Cock.
Virgin Boycats Sultan Hotels.
Boycats.
Boycats. Boycats. Virgin Boys Cots.
Boycott.
Okay. Okay, let's do it again. Okay.